watching plays. Last night, got lost in a corn maze. Love Jodie Foster in Contact. Went to a metal show, white people had it packed. Mike cut the cord, watch shows on Sling. Take a trip, how about to Hot Springs? It may be fun to fly a kite. The weather's lovely, lots of pretty stars tonight. I'm going to white people land. I'm going to white people land. I'm writing birdies down. I'm skiing upside down. I'm going to white people land.
Ah, 12:17. Let's do this, Matt. I had homework.
You did.
Watching the movie Tombstone,
which was released on Christmas Day of 1993.
And there are some movies that maybe if you're doing something else, you're not paying attention, you'll say, oh, I've seen 10 minutes of this, or half of this, or I watched it, don't really remember, and maybe I need to watch it again. I haven't laid my eyes on this one at all.
That's insane, because this has to be per capita one of the most replayed movies on cable.
And every time I saw the title, never, skip. As much as I got shuffle, saw it, never clicked on it to watch a second of it. So I did last night, and I'll be honest. I thought I was going to make a lot of people upset with like the first 15, 20 minutes. I didn't grab hold to it. I was like, what the hell is this? Well, first off, the first 7, 8 minutes, I had to pause, go back, and put some closed captioning on, because I didn't know what the hell they were saying or what the hell they were talking about. When Wyatt Earp first got off the train, when he first got the tombstone, I had no clue. And I went, what the hell am I doing?
All right.
So I did that, put the closed captioning on, and this is the part of the movie when it piqued my interest and it got really good. It's the first face-to-face meeting with Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo. In the bar, when he's twisting the pistol around and then he twists the cup around. Yeah. That's when this movie got good.
I think that's the greatest scene in this movie.
Whew,
I think that's the best scene. I think it sets up the entire ending. It sets up who Doc Holliday is,
right,
who Johnny Ringo really is. It's fantastic.
So as I'm watching up until that moment, I'm trying to give it my full attention. Kind of start grabbing the phone a bit, thinking about maybe pressing a domino game or two because I didn't know I was going to enjoy this. And then right when that happened, the phone went down and I didn't even think about touching it the whole rest of the entire way. All right. I have a couple of questions for you Tombstone experts. Why the hell they keep Ike alive so much?
Well, he was alive in real life. So,
that's the big thing.
In real life, why the hell is he alive so much? Because he was an ass that could have been dead about 4 or 5 different times, but they kept him alive.
In real life, Ike was more the leader of that gang than the guy that wore the red shirt all the time.
Right.
So in real life, Ike Clanton was more in charge of this group in that town than the other guy was. So that's why.
Well, I called him Ike the Cat because he had 9 lives. Because there are times where the gun is right there and he was like, no, I'm sorry. Don't kill me. I'm with you.
He's
and then
serious.
He runs away and
he'll
goes and he'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
No. Put the red thing down. I'm fine. Don't kill me. And then he's back doing, I kill that dude.
Historically, the fight was really started between Ike Clanton and Wyatt Earp. And that is why Ike somehow weasels his way out of all of this throughout the entire
film. Well, it kind of makes me want to dig more into what actually really happened.
I have a Netflix documentary
with
for
everything.
You.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's been a couple of books that shockingly have been written about this. And the whole thing with the Clantons and the Earps was kind of began with they were supporting the sheriff.
Yeah.
The Earps supported somebody different than what the Clanton supported. And so obviously the Cowboys gang that Ike was known for drinking a lot and kind of carousing around the town. And I mean, there's
so was Wyatt.
Sure. I mean, anytime you have, I mean, back then the law was so loosely enforced that everybody kind of had their own thing. So Wyatt Earp, who had come with a lot of notoriety from where he was and was going to leave that life behind and try to make money and convinced his brothers to come out there to Tombstone. And then he run into this whole thing that started with a bunch of little things that kind of led into, and really nobody knows what happened at the OK Corral. And there's various reports on who started and who shot first and who was really there. All four of them were there for sure. That's known that all four of them were there, like it's depicted in the movie. I mean, the way that they set it up in the movie is kind of badass.
So, go ahead.
No, from someone who has no clue about the real historical going on with Tombstone and the OK Corral and what really happened, my only thought is knowing what happened on that movie, that was well done. Well done as far as painting the picture of. And again, I don't know how historically correct everything is, and I don't think we'll ever know how truly it is. But Wyatt Earp trying to tell these dudes exactly why you don't need to get involved. They get involved, and all that happens. He's like, I told you, and all the girls are getting pissed at him. Why'd you keep... I tried to tell him. I tried to tell Virgil and
Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan. I tried to tell him. We are here to make money, and then we'll get the hell out.
So for reference, this Wyatt Earp, this Tombstone story is based on the stories that were told to like a journalist from the 1910s when Wyatt was still alive. So this is essentially Wyatt's version of what happened.
Oh, so I guess the picture is going to be painted toward him saying, I didn't want anything to do with
because the big crux of like why the, like how he ends up in the law and like how things start getting crossed over is Ike finds out he's having a little fun with this Josephine lady who's been with Sheriff Behan for a while. And that's how the circle starts moving.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Wyatt had a little more to do with old girl than the movie portrayed because he's like, hey man, I'm
we just
married.
Rode horses.
I'm not going to do anything. And then waited till the end. That's not that.
What'd you think of Val Kilmer?
Awesome.
He's great, right?
Fantastic in that role. I'm getting it from all sides now. My mom just texted me. I can't believe you had not seen Tombstone. That's my favorite Western.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's scoreboarding.
Yeah, I thought Doc Holliday, the Val Kilmer portrayal, he got robbed of. He wasn't even nominated for an Oscar for
really? Well, that seems like a.
He should have won Best Supporting Oscar because I believe that was the year. That might have been the Tommy Lee Jones year for The Fugitive that he won. But man, to not even be nominated for that. And, you know, Doc Holliday was in Tombstone because he was originally from Georgia. He developed tuberculosis, so he moved out west to where the dry desert was to help with tuberculosis. I mean, he was a dentist. I mean, that was a guy, you know, and there's some fictionalized stuff. The thing between him and Johnny Ringo is fictionalized. Nobody really knows how Johnny Ringo was killed. And
yeah, he just like disappeared up a hill one day, super drunk, and they found him like a week later under a tree.
But I mean, the end of that where he thinks Wyatt's meeting him.
I've heard that line before. I didn't even know where the hell it came from.
Well, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. I mean, come on.
And that's why I think the gun twirling scene. That's why I think the gun twirling scene is so interesting because the way the story is told, it's like Johnny Ringo is this badass too. But when they're doing that gun twirling scene, Johnny Ringo's giving it his all. He's giving it. He's showing him what he's got. And Doc Holliday just like, all right, here's this cup.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it with
he's also
shot
drunk.
Glass.
And you can see Ringo be like, oh, this guy's a killer. He's for real. And then when you get to the end and he's actually terrified that Doc just showed up and not Wyatt.
You know, and to him honestly say, can I beat him when Wyatt Earp is like, no, you can't. And yeah, it looked like Doc Holliday was done for. And then when he came out, I went like,
Yeah, it's pretty badass. And the whole vengeance ride, you know, the Earp vengeance ride that actually took place and the way that he tracked down all the cowboys because his brother got killed and all that is a pretty cool.
Him kind of standing up in the middle of when they were surrounded, the cowboys surrounded him. It looked like they were gone.
At the river.
And he just walked out and said, all right, you know what?
And that happened.
No cover. I'm standing up and I'm going for everybody.
So that era was about 3, 4, 5 years long.
Okay.
Of them, because they're both legal. Like, they're U.S. Marshals. The Cowboys end up getting deputized.
Right.
So, like, they're going in circles of just getting legal precedence to go and kill each other and start a war out there. And it was over a ton of things. There was one of the big things that was actually going on was the Cowboys kept attacking the stagecoaches that were going back and forth. And so money started to get lost. And that's why somebody needed to do something about that. And then they get hooked up over here with these guys in the law to be able to protect themselves against these other people. Super convoluted.
Man, I need more. I need you to tell me a book that I've... What if I become the...
You're going to read the book
bitch at?
Yeah.
I don't know. Read that, man. That was...
I mean, there's a lot of...
It was a great movie, dude.
It is
what
a great movie.
What took y'all so long to tell me about it?
I just can't believe you've never seen it.
No.
I've seen that movie probably 50 times. I can quote most of it. You know what's going to happen.
I watched it like 3 weeks ago.
I thought it was badass when it looked like they were leaving, retreating.
Right.
The Morgan gets shot. He's killed. And now they're at the train station. They're going to go by and they're going to bum rush him and get him. And where's Wyatt? I can't remember what he said. And
where's Maddie at? Where's your wife?
Boom! Just right there. Wyatt came in. Whoa, man, that was so... And that was Ike right there too, right?
Yeah.
Just kill him! He's right there.
He's got to send the message.
There is a lot tied into that with the Clantons and that whole thing. And, you know, at the end, it looks cool that Wyatt goes to visit him in the hospital. That's not true. But it's cool the way that they finish it. I mean, that's really how Doc Holliday died, but that Wyatt wasn't there like the moment that he died or anything like that. But it's kind of just the way that he found that woman and they ended up loving each other for forever. And that whole bit, that whole... All those people went to his funeral. Tom Mix cried. That whole thing.
He's a tall drink of water. Like, all right, then.
I say that line. I don't know why, but I'll say from not all the time, but from time to time, not tonight. Tonight, me and my old man are going to have some fun.
Imagine being Bill Paxton. First day on set, you think you've nailed this mustache thing.
And here comes Kurt Russell,
Sam Elliott. You're like, surely not Val Kilmer. And he's got the most perfect, just like twirled mustache. Like, I put all this work in.
Sam Elliott is so great.
Badass.
So perfect for roles like that. And I'm pretty sure he's played several more of the cowboy type of roles that he did right there. And it just fits him to a T. It felt like everyone
was
cast perfectly.
It's similar to the role that he played in Roadhouse when he kind of showed up to help out Patrick Swayze, Dalton, in the original Roadhouse.
Dalton.
But he's got that, we're brothers, Wyatt.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Gotta back your brother's play.
It's perfect, man.
I mean, it's, Tombstone's phenomenal.
I like two brothers like Wyatt Earp and Virgil.
I'm telling you, that's how me and my brothers are.
Brother.
It's like you may not even want to have to back your brother up, but it's your brother, so you just go to war with him.
You become sheriff of Tombstone.
All right, brother.
Sweet mustache. Deputy.
And then they had him right there when he shot the sheriff in plain sight. Oh, no witnesses. Then, oh my gosh, he's set free.
Poor Marshall Fred.
Did he shoot the deputy?
Okay. All right.
Go away.
Man, we had momentum.
Get out of here.
Dude, in the cast in this film.
See, you know what? You just canceled out what you did in that ticker with that. That's a line I would say.
I mean, Charleston Heston is in this thing. At the end, he's the guy that owns the ranch. Billy Zane is in it, who got famous from Titanic.
Billy Bob Thornton?
I didn't know that. Yeah,
Billy Bob Thornton is in it.
Okay, he's the one that he was smacking around. Okay, I thought that was Billy Bob Thornton.
You going to do something, or are you going to stand there and bleed?
I think my favorite part of that...
That's how you know Kurt Russell is the man.
Woo! That made me laugh the hardest was when I smacked the bartender. Now, okay, that was kind of funny. He just smacked him across the face. And I didn't even like Ike. I wanted Ike to be dumb, but that was
Jason Priestley is in this when he was fresh off of 90210.
Dude.
Oh, he was the one with the little glasses.
It's just such a great film. It's so well done.
It is.
It's fairly historically accurate. I mean, obviously, any Hollywood film takes liberties. The acting is really, really good.
Took over production 2 weeks in.
There's so many, like I was telling you, when they're going to the OK Corral and they know it's going to go down and Doc Holliday just shrugs his duster off. I'm like, yeah. You know how many times I've gone back and just did that on a loop? Where it's like,
it's pretty badass. It looks like the astronauts walking down the thing on the right stuff.
No, no. And he's just, God, it's just great.
And everything Val Kilmer does is memorable and quotable. Everything.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
Why, Kate, you're not wearing a bustle.
I got two guns, one for each of you.
I was very much enjoyed the last hour and 45 Sweet. Minutes. Little worried and concerned that Matt would disown me if I said I didn't like the movie.
Oh, we would not have been.
It was heading that way the first maybe 15, 20 minutes. I thought, okay, what are we? Oh, now I see. Good stuff. That's a good trip.
Well,
we got to figure out where we're taking you next.
Okay, well.
Stargazing or axe throwing?
Oh, my gosh. Stargazing.
Whites love stars.
Okay.
What movie is that?
No, it's talking about going, actually going.
Yeah, we're
going
to do some white people activities, too.
Stargazing?
Yeah.
I'm white, and I don't gaze at stars.
Okay, mark that. I need that so many times. That may be the alarm on my phone.